number lines up from the end of the finished lines, the two dots on the bottom base. It says Amr of Chelbo, Amr of Huna. So the connection simply is, again, Amr of Chelbo, Amr of Huna, same vintage, same origin. Hayotz mebeis hakneses. When a person leaves shul, al yafsiya psiya gasa. He shouldn't, you know, take big steps. He shouldn't, like, run out of there. Rashi learns big steps are like more than an amma, like, you know, physically big steps. But we'll see. Okay, fine. Amr baya. So baya says lo amr el lemeifa. That assumes that you're on the way out the door. Of lemeil, if you're on the way in to shul, even though it doesn't say shul, so someone learned means out of the shul and into the base of midrash. Because it said, it started out by saying you're on the way out, so how can you turn and say you're on the way in? You understand my question? Some are bothered by the fact that it says one who's, but it says hayotz mebeis hakneses, and then it says it only means if you're going out. But it says hayotz, it's not going to be going in, so someone will learn like that. Either way, the point is, when you're leaving, it looks best, but on your way in, of a lemeil, on the way in, mitzvah lemirhat, then it's a mitzvah limrahet, I should say, probably. It's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, the pasuk says, nirdefa ledas es Hashem, to chase after to know Hashem. I should point out here once again that you see the line between Maisa Mitzvah and Yediyas Hashem is like blurred for the 10th time in the Sefer already, right? It's talking about doing a mitzvah of davening, and it's calling it the Das Hashem. Or you're about the other way around, when we're talking about doing a mitzvah, and we're talking about his Talmud Torah. I said they're really overlap. They go hand in hand. Talmud, maybe they might, that's the idea again. So it's called the Das Hashem, to want to know Hashem by wanting to daven. So Amr of Zera, it's a related idea. Meresh, you know, originally, I used to see these rabbis, the kar rehite lapirka. They were running to the shir, the Shabbat on Shabbos. The rabbi give a drush in the afternoon, whatever it was, and the rabbis would be running to go there. Amina, and I thought to myself, kam machal in rabbanon Shabbosa. Those rabbis, they're being machal Shabbos. So then you're supposed to, it's on pasuk actually, you're supposed to walk differently on Shabbos, like everything else, and not make big steps. Rashi, I told you, learns like it's Am at a time. Magadavim Paskins, that it's running. In other words, the definition, I think even like the definition of running in like the walking marathons is that walking means, according to Magadavim and according to, I think, international, you know, gaming rules, is to have one foot on the ground at all times. If there's any instance in your gait, your pace, your stride, where both feet off the ground, that's considered running. That's how the Magen Avraham defines running. And he said, that's what you can't do. The Psi of God says you can't do that. But in any case, Rav Zeira saw these guys going fast, and he thought, yeah, they're being Machal Shabbos. They're not supposed to do that. Until he heard, I just lost my spot here. Right? Okay, that's what he thought. Kivan Deshmana, he says, once I heard Lahad Reb Tanchum, that this thing that Reb Tanchum said, I'm Reb Yishuv and Levi, and then Reb Yishuv and Levi, La'olam Yorutz Adam Madavar Halacha. A person should always run to do a Davar Halacha, and the Gra changes the Girsa to Davar Mitzvah. So then, once I find that it's a mitzvah to run, to go learn and or do a mitzvah, the fila b'Shabbos, and that even applies on Shabbos, as the Shneimar, the pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Yaleichu, yep, I don't know actually what it is. Achrei Hashem, what is it? Achrei Hashem
Yelchu.
Achrei Hashem Yelchu. After Hashem, they'll walk. Ka'aria Yishav, like Hashem's roaring like a lion, i.e. like when the lion roars, you run like heck. The point is they're running with Hashem. So once Rav Zera says, once I realized that the din, I heard this din in the name of Tanakh and Rishub and Levi, that's a mitzvah to run to Dvar Halacha, Dvar Mitzvah. So Ananamiritna, so I also started running. That's in the Memra. And that's the din. The din is indeed that it's usher to run on Shabbos. There's a heter for children to run on Shabbos, because that's their onik Shabbos. Okay, if yes, then yes. I mean, for the kids, that's fun for the kid, they're allowed to run. Don't stop them. But adults should not run on Shabbos. Magen Avraham says, you know, running. Shouldn't even walk big steps. I want to be Machaber Rashi also. But the Dvar Mitzvah, it's always a mitzvah to run. It's brought down a mitzvah to run into shul every time you come to shul, like in the morning, run. And any mitzvah you should run to. And even on Shabbos. Now, I'm just pointing out to you, again, this is an interesting aside. You keep your eye out. My personal observation is that Reb Zera is a distinct personality. I'm turning the table so long.